Please speak up. It goes for all of you.
So it's kind of two parts. One is I have tremendous fears and anxiety. And in fact, I was almost terrified to come. And I've traveled so much, but I was afraid of flying and these things. And then I feel also very gifted. And when I connect in a spiritual way, I feel big and maybe even afraid of being too big or too much. So I'm wondering how to kind of bridge maybe my personality with the fears and my spiritual self, which feels expansive and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What did you feel when you connected with Sekhmet yesterday or today?
I felt very grounded.
Mm-hmm.
I felt seen.
Hmm. So you felt connected with yourself.
Yes, I did. And happy. I felt like a joy come into me.
Mm.
Like, okay, I'm meant to feel that way.
Yes, you are. But whenever you go inside and you go deeper and you ground yourself, at the same time, a fear comes up, and this is the problem. It's a kind of paradox. The more you embrace your light, the more afraid you become. And so in a way, the allowing the light in also makes the dark rise to the surface. This is actually a paradox that most of you are familiar with. And the reason behind this is that you are in a way terrified to embrace your light, because you have had experiences of not being welcome, because your light was too much, was confronting people. And you actually also have a connection with Egypt through a past life, in which you expressed this light, which is consciousness, and you were thrown out of it was a kind of temple community. You were thrown out because you were speaking your truth too loudly, so to speak. And this created a lot of a shock and sadness inside you, because your intention was very pure. You had a lot of passion to speak, to bring truth to people, but you didn't count on this kind of reaction or misunderstanding. And so after they threw you out, you couldn't fit into normal society anymore. You were already so much used to this temple life, and you were not accepted anywhere, basically. And you didn't want to continue living. And you essentially, you starved yourself to death. And it was a lonely death. But most of all, the thing that shocked you most or traumatized you was that you felt on the inside that there was a kind of break, a kind of disconnection between you and your spiritual nature, your inspiration. You felt that it wasn't welcome. So that's when the gap arose between a fearful personality and a very light part that wants to come down and express itself, but now the personality says, no, that's too dangerous, that's that's very frightening. Don't do this. And do you understand what I'm... Mm-hmm. So that's, it's important to first understand what happened, to understand it also on an emotional level, not to judge your fears, because there's a reason for them, and to have compassion with the fact that you felt that there was this trauma, or kind of that, like you were broken in two by this past life event. And what can be helpful, if you recognize this, or if you resonate with this story, is that you go back to this, to the woman you were in the past life, in the moments that she was alone and dying. Is it possible for you to do this now? Are you able to connect with her? Can she see you?
Yes.
And can you tell her that she will be okay, that you deeply understand her, and that she's not alone? Mm-hmm, okay. Is it possible to look into her eyes?
Yes.
And tell, can you tell her, I see your fear, I understand your distrust? Is she opening up to you a little bit?
Yes. She feels very desperate.
Feels very
desperate,
yes. Most important is to recognize this part of you and to work with her, because she's an essential part of you, because she was felt broken at the end, but she also expressed herself very freely. And you can tell her, and this is very relevant to all of you, that at that time, as a lightworker soul, you were a kind of ahead of times. You were not interested anymore in power or control, so you went against the rules of this temple. And there, so the rejection, it's in a way, it's not personal. It was just that you were a threat to the ruling powers there. And if you can look at it in this way, the pain of the rejection can kind of put it into perspective. Also, I'd like to say, and this is kind of a general statement, that all of you have fears, and the question is how you deal with it. They will not simply go away. And it's important to ask yourself, when you make decisions, or am I now listening to the voice of fear, or listening to the voice of love or wisdom or inspiration, passion, however you call it. But as soon as you decide to listen to the voice of truth, of joy, then still there will be fear inside you, but you will not let it rule your life. And this is important. It's important to allow the fear to not suppress it. You somehow have to live with it. It's not an easy job, but there's a big difference between making choices based on fear and making choices based on love, on truth. So you are here now. You had the courage to do it. And honor yourself for this. Okay.
Okay. I feel
proud of her. Yeah. Yes. And it could it may be helpful if to revisit her to yeah. Okay. Okay, someone else? Yes?
I once met a twin flame or soulmate, I don't know, but the connection is very strong. We can't be together in this lifetime, I think, now not at least, but energetically it's very strong. And more than a year ago I asked a question in a deep meditation, like, what is the message I'm not seeing yet? Because I had the feeling like there is some message in there. If I incorporate this, maybe I can let go. And then I heard for the first time of my life a spoken message, super clear. And the message was, you will let go of him as soon as you embrace the message he was about to give you. And that message is that you want to become a mom. And you need to do that by yourself in this lifetime, become a single mom. The message was longer, but I keep it short here. Although this was not my personal wish, I fully embraced it. I went into a super intense period. And then after that intense period, got a miscarriage. And now I'm like, I don't know what to do because I'm again drawn to this man energetically. I don't know whether this was all meant for me to feel there will be a man in your life. You just need to surrender and for me to bring up the feeling like, yeah, it would be so nice to have a family and raise a child with a man. Or I should still continue with following the message, and I'm super confused. I don't know whether to go in, step into my masculine or my feminine. And
Okay. You need your own masculine energy. Is it possible for you to connect with him now?
Yeah.
You have a strongly developed feminine energy that can be very sensitive and open to others. And also you long for a deep and meaningful connection or connectedness, but this deep longing can also confuse you, because the primary connection is with yourself, with your own soul, with both the masculine and feminine within. But because you are already in touch with your feminine, it's now very important to connect more deeply with your own masculine energy. Can you feel or see him?
I always thought I was so connected with the masculine energy, actually. Yeah, I can see him.
And when you ask him what to do about this connection you feel with this man who you cannot be with, what is he saying about it? How does he feel about that?
The connection you feel is also because he set boundaries so well, and that is something I need to.
Exactly.
Learn myself.
Yeah, right.
And that is what I still want to get from him.
Yes, right.
I need to really embody it myself. And I just don't know how.
Okay, yeah, your inner masculine is saying, I'm here. I'm right here.
Yeah.
You really need this power to set boundaries. The only way you can connect deeply with anyone or anything is if you're able to set clear boundaries at the same time. Otherwise, you will lose yourself completely. This is what you experienced, and then you will firmly believe that this one man is the only one who can save you, it's because you are projecting your inner masculine energy onto him. And this is also, this will not work out well when you are entering an actual relationship with him or anyone. You need to own this masculine energy, and it's actually very joyful to feel that you're not depending on a man outside of you for this. You still want a meaningful relationship, but it doesn't throw you completely off balance when you are by yourself. Is it possible that you allow your masculine energy to help you let go of this connection or this desire?
Yeah, I think so. Every time I long for that one man, I need to connect with the inner masculine and look for where I'm not setting my own boundaries.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I first saw him behind you, and then he turned standing before you, and also this question about a child. He's very light-hearted. It is, well, yeah, sure, it will happen whenever, you know, like there's a time and place for everything. You don't need to really cling to it. It's like natural rhythm of life will, yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you.